he didn't eat all day and he didn't drink all day because he was so busy trying to hunt. So he was very, very hungry and very, very thirsty, like some of you may be. You may also be very, very hungry and very, very thirsty. And you're being tortured by this man from America. But he's also torturing himself. He's not only a sadist, but he's a masochist. It's one thing to be a sadist. That's acceptable, to torture others. That means marriage, right? Marriage means the husband tortures the wife and the wife tortures the husband. So marriage is a combination of two sadists. But then this man, he's not only a sadist torturing others, but he's a masochist. He's torturing himself. His own body and mind he's torturing. He's really a double loser. At any rate, so this hunter is stuck up in the tree. It's night. And he can't, because he hasn't eaten or slept, eaten or drunk, it's rather hard to sleep. And he's also in a lot of tension. He's worried about his wife and children. Oh, I didn't eat, but that's very bad. But what about my wife and children, my little babies? Because he has love. He has affection for his wife and children, even though he's a hunter. He has his family affection. And he's concerned. Oh, my babies are going to be crying. Where's the food? And the children. And the mother will say, oh, daddy didn't come. And where's daddy? And so he was very much in anxiety. So he couldn't sleep. He was so much worried and in tension. So then he was so much worried about his wife and anxiety, he started crying. He saw my wife, my kids, I didn't get anything, I'm useless. What kind of husband am I? I didn't bring home any rabbits and now I'm stuck in this tree and I'm useless. And so he's crying, feeling very worthless. So he's crying. And then he's also very nervous. So there was just some leaves around him on this tree. So he started just picking leaves to pass the time. He was just picking the leaves and throwing them. Picking leaves and throwing them. Picking, throwing. So then the daytime came, sunrise came, and then he went and he went hunting and he caught some animals and then he fed his family. So he passed his life in this way as a hunter. Then finally, of course, his life was over. His time was spent. And he died. Someone would think, well, he was a hunter and made so many bad things. Maybe he becomes animal next life or another low birth. But what happened is that some servants of the Lord Shiva, they came there. Some of his associates, they came there. And because Shiva has two features himself, and then he also has different servants. Some of his servants, they have forms, regular beautiful forms like demigods. And Lord, I think someone's at the gate. Prakash, maybe you can go because you know the system. So, like Shiva has his form with the ashes, but he also has his beautiful demigod, you know, without the ashes, very golden and beautiful. And all the skulls, he puts the skulls to the side sometimes. So these associates of Lord Shiva, they came and they said, listen, you have to come with us. They said, wait a minute. They weren't the Yamadutas. Yamadutas weren't there. And he wasn't going to Yamapuri. He said, where are you taking me? He said, actually, we're taking you to meet Lord Shiva. Yes. He said, me, Lord Shiva? I don't know anything about Shiva. I mean, I heard of Lord Shiva, but I'm just a hunter. What do I know? And he said, anyway, we were sent here by Shiva to take you to see Shiva, Mount Kailash. So he went there. Lord Shiva says, I'm very, very pleased with you. I'm very, very pleased. So this is from Mahabharata. You can also read. So then he said, I'm so pleased with you that in your next birth you're going to be a king. You know, from an Adivasi, from an aboriginal, from a hunter in a forest, he didn't take birth as a Shudra, didn't take birth as a Vaishya, didn't take birth. He went immediately became Kshatriya. There's immediate elevation. And then he said, I'm so pleased with you. I'm so happy with you. And then the person, the hunter, said, well, what did I do? I mean, I just kill animals and I'm very lowly in society. No one thinks of much. I live in the jungle and what do I wear? And he said, no, actually, one night you stayed up in the forest and you didn't sleep and you didn't eat all day and didn't drink any water all day. And that night happened to be Shivratri. Yeah. And you were worried about your children and your wife, so you were crying. And then you were also a little nervous and just to pass the time because you couldn't sleep and you're going a little crazy, so you're just picking the leaves off. So that tree, and those, that was a bilva tree. Those were bilva putra, bale leaves. And when you were inadvertently dropping them from the tree branch, underneath that tree, underneath that bilva tree, I was sitting there as a Shiva Linga.
Wow.
So all night long, you dropped 1,008 leaves on top of me. And you were crying, and you were bathing me at midnight. And Shivratri, you're bathing me with your tears. So you're doing an Abhishek. You were doing Shiva, Rudra Abhishek. And you were offering 1,008 bale leaves, or bilva putra. So this is the most pleasing of all forms of seva that can be rendered to me. Well, you may not know it. It's called Agyata Sukriti. You don't know the good thing you did. But because you did that good thing, now I'm rewarding you, and you're going to be born as King Chitrabahu. So he took birth as a king, and his name was Chitrabahu. So this is the story of how Chitrabahu became a king. Shankar Bhagavan ki jai, Mahadev ki jai.